Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart getting you through your Saturday on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Oh, God. Here we go.
One if I land, two if I see.
Saturday, 11 to 3.
We have an old saying up in Maine. Andy, be ready.
You can do it.
The ball doesn't lie.
Yo, shout out to Charles Manson.
You know he has two masters and he still said that.
Yes.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
He might be the best on-air personality here.
I'm sensitive! I'm sensitive!
Again, there's no place we'd rather be in a beautiful sunny day than inside an air-conditioned studio with you. There's no place we'd rather be.
But moving on,
No, we gotta move on now.
You said you would never do a show with me.
That's a lot.
Well, you know.
And now here you are. I'm a team player.
Become quite, as you would say, a plus A.
Yeah.
Mock and hot.
Mock and hot.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Honestly, I just think it's trash. If anybody ever does a special on me after baseball, I won't need to go on that interview. I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to stand up for myself. He either needs to move on or we can meet. One of the two. If he says he wants to move on, stop talking about it.
1-2 out, the 2-2 pitch. Swinging the drive to center field. Jackie going back to the warning track by the fence, and this one's gone. Over the fence, into the bleachers, a three-run homer for Anthony Santander.
2-2 first from Price to Broxton on the way. Swinging his hammer deep to left. There it goes. He on Broxton connect. 15 rows back in left field. It's a two-run shot, and it is 6-2 for Baltimore.
The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball weakly to the charging second baseman. VR scoop flips to first, and this one is over. The Orioles roll over the Red Sox tonight. Final, Baltimore 11 and Boston 2.
Oh, yuck. Well, after a tumultuous week, which we got to see the sequel between Dennis Eckersley and David Price rear its ugly head, David Price comes out last night and absolutely wets and craps the bed. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six earned runs in four innings. Red Sox get shellacked by the quadruple A Orioles, 11-2. Welcome, Mark and Hart here with you till 3 o'clock. And I guess, you know, we've seen this movie before. And we saw it again, and he was put in a position, especially he's really good on the road at Camden Yards in Baltimore, Oriole Park, whatever they're called. I will always call it the original name of the park. I don't care. But David Price got absolutely just annihilated last night. And I have to tell you, it felt great. From a sports talk radio standpoint, if you were ever rooting against the Red Sox and David Price, it was last night, and oh, it feels so good.
I hold all the cards now, and that feels so good.
Well, you didn't pitch very well, though. He talked the talk, and then right on the mound. And I agree with you. I dislike him, and I keep hearing this whole thing or this divide that's being created that his teammates like him. Internally, the clubhouse likes David Price, that he's a leader. Well, they're the only ones, because outside of that clubhouse, it's hard. There are some people that defend him, and they always defend him simply on he's pitched the best this year, or he did the job last year in the World Series. Nobody defends him on the merits of, no, I like David Price. I like everything he does. I like the way he handles himself. I like the way he can. Nobody outside of that clubhouse likes him. And there is that weird dynamic last night where I think the only thing that could have been better is if Eck were doing the game instead of Remy.
Right.
That would have been phenomenal.
That would have
and
been
Eck wouldn't have said anything.
Poetic
I know
justice.
He wouldn't have.
No, he wouldn't have. That would have been poetic justice.
He would have
last
played
night.
It straight,
yeah.
But he wouldn't have had to say anything because everything that needed to be said was said by a bad Baltimore Orioles team. They are not a good hitting team.
Oh.
They're not a good team
oh, no.
on
they're,
any
they're
level.
One of the worst teams in baseball.
And they took care of business against him. And I think, like you, not just talk radio, because, yeah, you're right. It fuels us. We'll probably get calls on it. We can continue the debate. I think there are Red Sox fans that like it because I think there's Red Sox fans that just like Eck a hell of a lot more than they like David Price.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't – explain to me what you could like about Price other than, say, his record or his performance in the World Series.
No, there's nothing likable. He is the most unlikable athlete in Boston. And
only because Kyrie left.
Well, no, but that's just it is that – that, you know, he really, he delivered last year in the postseason. I'll give him credit. I thought he should have been the World Series MVP, and Steve Pierce got it. I don't know why. I think the voters were stupid. I think not only David Price was the World Series MVP, he was really the postseason MVP, if there was such a thing. I thought he carried this team. Other than, I think there was the start against the Yankees in Game 2. He right. got shellacked there. Other than that, he was the MVP of the postseason, and he delivered a title where, you know, you could just tell that, like, John Lackey hated it here, but before he left, he delivered a title, and you'll remember the last thing you saw. So now Price, right after the World Series, I hold the Trump card. You've had it for a long time. Now I've got, fair enough, and then he reminds us why we detested him like a disease 2 years ago when the whole Eckersley thing first happened, right? And all of a sudden right now, here we are back again, and it's the same old crap. It's the same old issue with this guy. And it started when Chad Finn, whose feature that he did on Dennis Eckersley will be out tomorrow in Boston Globe Sunday.
That's the funniest thing in this whole story. It'll be out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's old news by the time it hit. Nothing has proven that the print media is dead more than this story has been burning strong for days, and the story isn't actually in the Globe magazine yet.
No, it's not. So he, Chad Finn asks Dennis Eckersley about David Price, and X says about David Price, quote, "I don't plan on saying a word to him. I don't plan on seeing him. Never." Now, because broadcasters board the plane before the players, I don't really give a bleep one way or another. I don't think he really cares one way or the other, end quote. That quote apparently just triggered a firestorm of monumental proportions by David Price, because then Alex Reamer and the WEI Twitter account, they just took something from that and they basically said that, all right, you know, they took that excerpt right there and then they tweeted something about it. And then David Price went absolutely off. And then he tweeted something to the extent of David Price, the airplane ambush, Dennis Eckersley still, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then David Price tweeted at the WEEI Twitter account, 7 laughing faces. So then someone, you know, asked, you know, why is this still a story? And then David Price tweeted, because Eck needs attention, 2 exclamation points, same as every broadcast, ha ha. 8 pitchers are thrown, and he's sitting there talking about something he did 30 years ago with zero mention of what's going on. Well, it's funny that you mention 8 pitches being thrown, because 8 pitches for you being thrown would be about 10 minutes.
Correct.
Because it takes you literally about 45 seconds, and I love when Eck, and Eamon, if we have this, as Eck has described what David Price does between pitches. Oh, there he is. He tips the cap. He does this. He does this, and you are the new Steve Traxel. You are the new human rain delay. And I can say this unequivocally. You are the most despised athlete in Boston sports history. And I mean, maybe more, and I'm not even talking about, like, I'm talking about just athletes who played here. You continue to remind the world, especially everybody in Red Sox Nation throughout New England, why you're a D-bag. And I said it yesterday on the morning show, and I'll say it again. David Price is an insecure, thin-skinned bitch. Period. That's what he is. That's what he'll always be. And it's weird, too, because I was there in Tampa for the first 3 years of his career. He wasn't like this. And maybe because he came in and he had all these expectations, he shut the door on the Red Sox in the 2008 ALCS. He wasn't even officially a rookie yet. He'd just been called up at the end of August. And here we go to remind. It's like, this bothered you that much. Oh, and I didn't mention this too, Andy, is that Alex Cora said that he'd handled it. It wouldn't be a distraction. And then David Price comes out with the media and does the press conference after Cora talked to him.
And after he had also tweeted, well, it's going to be lit. So, it's, like, yeah. he's hyping it like it's a fight.
Right.
Hyping it up.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
Right.
Let's go.
He wants to hype up the pay-per-view and wait till you hear what I have to say. And then he essentially, in my opinion, verbally ambushes or attempts to verbally ambush Eck again with the whole MLB documentary, Eck on Eck. He doesn't have any friends in the documentary.
Right.
I can tell you make one on me that you won't have that problem. You'll find plenty of people, which I don't know if that's true or not, but he couldn't have been more off base.
I'm talking about the
Price documentary. Maybe he'll get endless teammates to say what a great guy he is if they ever do a documentary on him. I will tell you, though, he's not yet worthy of a documentary. He's not a Hall of Fame pitcher, in my opinion. He's a very good pitcher. He has a World Series. He has some impressive lines on his resume, but he's not Eck. But Eck's documentary, because when you put a spotlight on it, people are going to look into it. First of all, it was meant to be Eck on Eck. That's why it's actually called that.
Yep.
But even with that, you have these people going back. There were 6 players represented, 20 different clips talking about Eck. The bulk of them praising him and loving him as former teammates and people that played against him. So yet again, David Price is just so off base. Like he's ignorant. He doesn't even know how far off base he is.
That's right.
When he says these things.
If anybody ever does a special on me after baseball, I won't need to go on that interview. I'm going to speak up for myself. I'm going to stand up for myself.
And the other thing that rubbed me the wrong way, that it probably didn't rub anybody else the wrong way, is the trash. Which is young kid video game lingo.
Right.
Like, that's what all the kids.
If anybody ever.
Yeah. And that's so who he is. Like, he thinks he's this, you know, gamer, young guy. How about you kind of fall into middle age and, I don't know, be an adult? Trash.
Yeah.
You're trash.
And by the way, this is what you're referring to is trash. I don't plan on saying a word to him. I don't plan on seeing him never. I don't really give an expletive one way or another. I don't think he really cares one way or the other. So even X said he sort of quantified it by saying that I don't think he, being David Price, really cares one way or the other. That drove him to the extent of someone who called him out. Like, okay. Yeah, I mean, could Eck have taken the high road and done things a little differently? Sure, but that's not Eck. Eck's going to give you a straight answer, and whatever he's feeling, one thing about Eck, he's going to say what he feels, and then for this to become a story, and I have to tell you, from a sports talk radio standpoint, all I can say to David Price is thank you.
Right.
Thank you. I mean, you've given us something in mid-July during the dead dog days of summer, which is nothing but baseball, 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 and then to top it off, he gets lit. You want to know what got lit up last night? You did.
His pitches.
You did. Yeah. I mean, you giving up 6 earned runs. Oh, I was loving it. I was when Keon Broxton came up last night and homered, I was just like, yes. I wanted to
write hammer deep to left. There it goes. Keon Broxton connect 15 rows back.
Oh, that was beautiful. And I wanted the Red Sox to come back and win the game, but I said, you know what? No, no, no. This really just puts the whipped cream, the sprinkles, the cherry on top.
The
homemade
Orioles
whipped cream, by the way.
Yes. Over the Red Sox tonight.
Keon Broxton, who is batting .206, by the way.
Right.
You know, the slugger that he is.
Right, right. So here we go again, David Price versus Eck. And I think, obviously, in the court of public opinion, other than Wiggy, I don't know anybody who's come to David Price's defense.
And I still don't really, I don't think Wiggy articulated his reason for aligning himself with Price all that well, other than it seems like he's part of the fraternity, he's part of the athlete fraternity,
but
the media is kind of dumb.
But Eck was...
Yeah, but it's more generational. I think Wiggy feels he's a little closer to Price and the modern media and all the things that athletes deal with, and that Eck is from that old days kind of vibe. But
it's the drip.
It's the drip. It's lit.
And
I would love for people to call in. I would love for passionate Red Sox fans that like David Price. If you support David Price.
Or even if you don't.
And if you don't, I think that's an easier phone call to get. But I would love to find people that say, I support Price. I like Price. Because I'm going to tell you, I spent last year just saying hashtag please opt out. Because I wanted David Price to opt
out. Everybody did.
And now I still do. Find a way. Get rid of him. I have no... He's your ace. That's fine. He's been your best pitcher, your most consistent pitcher this year. But I'm a big believer. Like, I like to to enjoy the people I root for. And I watch them play. Not
sure.
just enjoy their performances, but feel some sort of connection. I didn't feel that with Kyrie Irving. You know, when they were waiting for him to flick the switch, I kind of didn't want him to flick the switch. I didn't want to see him do well. I didn't like him. I didn't want to have to suck it up and bite my tongue and watch him do well. And I don't want to see David Price do well because I don't like him. And it rubs me the wrong way, and I'm sorry. And if you, whatever, I don't care. That's just the way I feel, and I think there's a lot of fans that feel that way. They maybe bite their tongue, though, and enjoy the good that he brings.
617-779-7937. Where do you stand on the Eck versus David Price sequel? Because this is the sequel. And
so, like all good pay-per-views, there's a third coming, right?
You usually come
in threes.
Hey. After, like, if it was going to be a sequel, I thought it might have happened last year. The fact that this happened 2 years later, and I can't reiterate this enough, is that Alex Cora spoke to him and probably said, like, we need to move on. This can't be a distraction. And then he comes out and has a Super Bowl-like throng of media around him, and he just unleashes on Dennis Eckersley as if it just happened like the day before when it happened 2 years ago. And
not
it's
great.
Like, it's unbelievable. So you really, not only did you look like a complete asshat for saying and doing what you did about Dennis Eckersley, you showed up your manager.
Yep.
You showed him up. You showed no respect to the guy who's your boss and the guy that, like, listen, we need to move on. And then you go out and you have this all about me press conference. And it's just like, you are so, and I said this before, and maybe I was a little ahead of myself, but when I called the Red Sox the Celts of summer, now see David Price. They have been basically underachieving all season long, and now you have this. David Price is now taking on the role of him from a couple years ago, or Kyrie Irving this past season with the Celtics. They're the Celts of summer. They're the Green Sox. Call them whatever you want. But David Price, do you remember that team 2 years ago? How unlikable they were. First of all, you had David Price versus Eck. You had the wash a win dance repeat crap where the guys would do that after every win. Thankfully, they stopped that crap. And you just had a team, Hanley at the time, Pedroia, who sold out his teammates. It was them. I'm Machado. It was them. It wasn't me. It was them. It was so unlikable. I can tell you this. This Red Sox team, as soon as they can get rid of David Price, and I'm sorry, and I know this guy hasn't played, but they're trying to wait to see if whether or not they can maybe get the his contract covered by medical insurance due to his injury. As soon as David Price and Dustin Pedroia are no longer a part of this franchise, they will be so much better off. It's three words, addition by subtraction. These guys are it's unbelievable. And maybe David Price, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he is liked, and that's fine. Within the parameters of that clubhouse. But, pal, I can tell you, outside of those doors, I don't know if Adrian Gonzalez, Adalius Thomas were more hated than you were. I really don't. Like, you can name every athlete that came here and didn't perform were more hated than Kyrie Irving. I don't know. You have actually made Boston for a little bit. Forget about how much everybody couldn't stand Kyrie. Now it's like, oh, Kyrie's in Brooklyn. He's not our problem anymore. He's Kenny Atkinson in the Nets. We don't care. David Price is still our problem.
He's still our problem and is going to be a problem for a few years now because I don't see any way where you get rid of him. And the other issue is here is this is distracting from if he had gone out and performed last night, coming off the heels of Chris Sale having a bounce back elite performance. You could have been building a little momentum here, but now no one remembers that Chris Sale had a good performance. It's all about Eck and Price falling on his face, failing to walk the walk after he talked the talk, and you're failing to pick up wins in the games that we were supposed to label as, they don't show us anything because they're coming against the Blue Jays and the O's. You're not even winning those games, and Price is a distraction.
And here's another thing that no one's even talked about as well that I'm just going to bring up. So now that Price has made this thing a sequel, guess what? all of his teammates now, by that those throngs of media, they're going to get asked about it.
Right. Is what this about a Price distraction? What's this, going
right,
on?
Right.
You know, what, did it distract Price?
Right.
Does he pitch poorly? It's going to continue.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And we're going to keep talking about it.
Right.
And, by the way, we started talking about it, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
the
yeah.
lines just light up because people want to talk about it because it's an interesting rivalry.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see some people are going to try to balance it out, I think, by taking a pro-Price side. But I think about 95% of the population,
no doubt,
is with Eck.
No, no doubt.
And I would be one of those 95%.
Yeah, one line open, 617-779-7937 to get in. How you want to weigh in, and oh, did you just tell me. Yeah, I know it was one game against the quadruple A Orioles. Did you not just enjoy him last night getting absolute? Was that not... rest in peace, Tupac, in one of his former movies, Poetic Justice. Was that not poetic justice last night to see that happen to David? Like, of all nights, it wasn't like, you know, a game where you're going down the stretch and it was the difference between you getting in the wild card. But just to see it happen the way it did, I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, David Price, for this week and every show here on out. Because now it becomes a situation, and now... even more so with the fact that he got lit up, it looked, because he has been the best pitcher for the Red Sox all season long. Now it looks like a distraction, and your teammates are going to get bombarded with questions. Hey, is the Price thing a distraction? Now the teammates. So you think that, oh, you might have done something. You got on your little sanctimonious soapbox and you sat there and you went there and you had to come back against Eck. It just made you look like an ultra sensitive, insecure, thin-skinned bitch. And I can't say it enough about this guy, and it feels so good to say it. All right, we'll continue to get your phone calls on this, but now it's time for trending.
It's the drip. It's lit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say. And I know you taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis.
All right, that's Poetic Justice. Eamon Conway. Looking at David Price's start last night. Song by Drake. Yes, it was Poetic Justice to see David Price get lit up. And Kendrick Lamar is on that too?
It's actually Kendrick's song. Drake is featured on it.
Oh, okay. Kendrick Lamar. Wow, I didn't know those two guys collaborate. That's a really good collaboration. Very nice. Good job there, Eamon. Back to the phones. Dave in Cranston, who's up next here on Mark and Hart. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, you brought up a good stat about Eckersley, that 5 years of dominance. And I don't believe in pitchers getting the MVP. I just don't think they should. But you take a guy like Don Mattingly, you ever going to see him in the in the Hall of Fame?
No, and I will tell – hey, Dave, I will tell you, I thought in 86 he got ripped off to Clemens. Ripped off. I think he had, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, I think he had like 145 or 150 RBIs that year.
Yeah, absolutely he did. And MVP in 85, he would have had back-to-back if he didn't give that to Clemens.
Yep.
I mean, he still holds, what, 6 grand slams in the season, 7 straight games with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 22 putouts in a game. He has the best fielding percentage out of any Hall of Famer at first base. The guy should be in. And we talk about a bad guy like David Price and the way he goes about things. Mattingly went about the game like a gentleman. And I think it's time we get a guy like that in there.
Even well, the only thing, Dave, is that he only had 222 home runs. Now, granted,
right?
One thing about Mattingly, I will say this about him. He did it all natural. He did not, and that was right during the...
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, it seems that way because
it
he probably...
It seems that way, but
he probably would... We don't know. We don't know.
Right.
You know, like, someday, and I don't think he did, but would it shock me if someone ever said that Jeter did steroids? It surprised me. It would surprise me.
Yeah, I think it would shock you if you heard Jeter did steroids.
Right, right.
But in this day and age, in that era...
Is anyone really outside the realm of maybe kind of?
Right, but the eye test too. The eye test.
Yeah.
But I mean, Mattingly was built.
Right, and not everything's about, you know, bulking up or anything. There's plenty of different drugs and how they could have stacked them. Not everybody went the Giambi route and took everything they could grab in the medicine cabinet and dumped them all in their mouth and tried to Incredible Hulk it.
No.
Some of them it was about recovery, right? HGH is all about recovery.
Right,
recovery.
Greenies, that's what they use, greenies.
The ability to go 162 and night after night not feel like crap and maybe, I don't know, go in a slump because you're sore, maybe get a little extra boost. So I don't think anybody is beyond questioning in that and in any era.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, even you go back to, like, I always joked about, I have no idea. This is beyond my time, before my time. But everybody talked about Fred Lynn was like one of the first guys to start working out. I think he had one of those old school, like middle school Nautilus circuit machines, like a single machine, and you could do everything on it. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't around. Who knows what they started to do? Steroids go back to the 60s. Like, the 1963 San Diego Chargers are roundly accused in the AFC title game against the Patriots of being one of the more roided up teams in the history of sports.
63?
I believe 63 at Balboa Stadium. And just beating the snot out of the Patriots because they had a better pharmacist. By the way, San Diego is near where?
L.A.
Where else? Tijuana?
Yeah.
In Mexico? And who knows? Maybe they got some things coming through. So I think even now with the whole steroid era in baseball and everything, I think we're still just scratching the surface of the knowledge of what people were doing in what eras and how they were sort of, I don't know, manipulating their bodies to succeed in the game.
Yeah, yeah. 617-779-7937. Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Paulie, I can hear me.
Yeah, Paulie, you're falling asleep at the wheel. Hopefully you're not driving.
I hope not. We should say, by the way, public service announcement, be careful today.
Oh,
it is gross out. Well, and I know these are these cliches, but the young people, the pets, the elderly, careful.
We can even say this because two former New York Giants have died in the last couple of weeks. Jared Lorenzen and then this guy, Mitch Petras.
Who's a short-time Patriot, played two games. Apparently down in Arkansas, was doing some yard work or workout and heat stroke. And it is gross out there right now.
Keep your pets inside.
Keep your pets in air conditioning. Don't leave anything in a car because if you leave anything, whether it's a pet, a kid, a candy bar, it's going to die. And
or
check
melt.
On people. Like, I worry right now, like, what if the air conditioning goes out and my dog at home? Like, check on neighbors, check on pets,
everyone.
Check on everybody.
Yeah, it's
this
it's,
isn't screw around silly heat. This is bad news.
This is what it felt like to live in Florida 6 months a year. It's or 7 months a year. It is Florida that today and tomorrow are the hottest days of the year. Mike in a cape. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Mike?
It's still morning. I've been hanging on forever.
Oh, you made it. You made it.
Is Loomer one guy's not going to hang up on me, are you?
No, Mike, as long as you don't say one of the George Carlin seven bad words.
Oh,
no,
don't worry. Now, is David Price taking tomorrow off?
He's not pitching. He just pitched last night.
He's not going up to Cooperstown yet, is he?
No,
he's not. He's not been requested to attend.
He's not going into the Hall of Fame.
No.
So David Price should just shut up and pitch.
I would agree. That's a good T-shirt. Price, shut up, pitch.
Alex Cora, what's up with him? He can't control his pitcher?
I know. Well, here's the thing, Mike, and what I mentioned before was, like, Alex Cora said he had talked to David Price and this wasn't going to be a distraction, and then David Price has the Super Bowl media, like, following in front of his locker and just, I mean, eviscerates Eck.
You can't fix stupid. All right, you can't fix stupid. Now, I had one more point for Price, but I think I forgot all about it.
Okay.
So you guys have a great day and enjoy the heat. It's fine down here on Cape Cod.
Yeah, well, stay away from Jaws. There's a lot of great white shark sightings. There's a lot of great white shark sightings. All right, we're going to grab it. He's back. We got him now this time. Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing today?
Good, Paulie. Good.
Sorry about that last that snap.
No problem.
Put a load of debris in the truck when you call me. Call me up. All right, I'm back. Listen, I want to straighten everybody out. On this Price thing, everybody's just—it's just going to one side. I haven't heard one person say it, and I'm sure somebody must have said it somewhere along the line. I'm sure there's an old timer or two out there somewhere. You're too young to remember, Mark. But Eckersley called up one day. Dick Radisson was hosting a show with Rico Petrocelli one day.
I just heard it this week.
Yeah, yeah. we talked about it the other day.
Three words out of his mouth. The first three words out of his mouth was, why, you old bastard?
Yep.
And they went off from there. Rico was ready to go to the phone and told him to come on down because he didn't like his mouth. And he was getting wise. And Dick's an old timer. And Rico's always quick on the trigger. He's always good to go. A tough kid. You know, but he told him to shut his mouth to come on down and talk like that. So that's no angel. You know, he was David Price. He was David Price at one point. People seem to forget that. And nobody's angels out there. Everybody's done something wrong at some point or said he spoke out of turn. Let's get off the guy's back. Just cost him a game. Just cost us a game last night when we need everyone we can.
Well, that's just it, Paulie. And this has now, therein lies the end, and thanks for the call. This has now become an issue. This has now become a distraction for the Red Sox. And I'm telling you, like Andy brought up the 5-year mark of Eckersley finishing at least top two in the Cy Young and top five in the MVP. This now, all the rest of his teammates are going to continue to get by this very persistent, aggressive, and let's just say unforgiving Boston media. Hey, is the David Price Eck thing? Is that a situation? No, it's not. And now it's like, it's not just about David Price and Eck anymore. It becomes Cora. It becomes Benintendi, JBJ, Mookie Betts, and JD Martinez. It becomes about the whole team. That's where you opened up a Pandora's box of a bleep storm by doing what he did the other day in front of his locker.
And I do want to defend Cora a little bit. You have a $210 million pitcher who, this is the second manager who couldn't control him in this little fracas with Eckersley, right? It was Farrell the first time, now Cora.
Yep.
I mean, there's a little bit of the NBA here.
Yep.
You have a pitcher who has a guaranteed contract for $210 million. Good luck controlling him.
And Andy, I will tell you, I have on very good authority that 2 years ago when David Price was causing all these issues with Eck, the guys who signed the front of the checks, Mr. Henry, Mr. Werner, they were not at all pleased with David Price.
Well, they can't be. And you know how I know that? Because the newspaper they own, everything that's been written about Price has been similar to what we're saying.
Negative.
And his tactless ambush and sort of the way he's handled this.
Yep.
It is unified against David Price.
They are,
and it wouldn't be if they felt differently or were trying to help their guy out.
And what was the one sort of adjective used to describe the 2017 Red Sox? You kept hearing this word, unlikable. Now, this team was fine until this week. David Price, now it goes back to unlikable. Now all of a sudden, you're turning a lot of people against you because of one guy who has this lingering issue with a Hall of Famer who's just paid to talk about baseball in a booth next to Dave O'Brien and Jerry Remy. It's like, dude, let it go. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls on this. Also, the NFL. Tyreek Hill. Oh, boy. We'll get to that as well. Mark and Hart on WEI.
You can't fix stupid.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.